This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We extend God's richest blessings to you from the radio and internet ministry of Christian Crusaders. In the month of September, we are celebrating 70 years of continuous radio broadcasts. The Reverend Dr. Homer Larson will be conducting our service today. Information on how to order copies of today's service will be given at the end of the program. We invite you to tune in to this radio station at this time every Sunday for worship with us.
Sometimes we describe a person as being very merciful. What do we mean by that term, merciful? We're going to discuss this today in the sermon. We open our service in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Father in heaven, we thank you that your word refers to yourself so often as being merciful. And Lord, we have seen that, we have experienced it in our daily life. Out of pure mercy and love, you grant us the forgiveness of our sins. You lead us and guide us and direct us all the way. You bring your wayward children back into the fold again and again. God, we thank you as recipients of your mercy for all that you have done for us. And today we pray that your Holy Spirit will work through the Word day in and day out to make us merciful people. For as your word has said, blessed are they who are merciful, for they shall be shown mercy. Hear our prayer, which we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Hear the word of God as it is recorded in the 18th chapter of the Gospel of St. Matthew, beginning with verse 21. Then Peter came to Jesus and asked, Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother when he sins against me? Up to seven times? Jesus answered, I tell you, not seven times, but 77 times. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven is like a king who wanted to settle accounts with his servants. As he began the settlement, a man who owed him 10,000 talents was brought to him. Since he was not able to pay, the master ordered that he and his wife and his children and all that he had be sold to repay the debt. The servant fell on his knees before him. Be patient with me, he begged, and I will pay back everything. The servant's master took pity on him, canceled the debt, and let him go. But when that servant went out, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii. He grabbed him and began to choke him. "Pay back what you owe me," he demanded. His fellow servant fell to his knees and begged him, "Be patient with me, and I will pay you back." But he refused. Instead, he went off and had the man thrown into prison until he could pay the debt. When the other servants saw what had happened, they were greatly distressed and went and told their master everything that had happened. Then the master called the servant in. "You wicked servant," he said, "I canceled all that debt of yours because you begged me to. Shouldn't you have had mercy on your fellow servant just as I had on you?" In anger, his master turned him over to the jailers to be tortured until he should pay back all he owed. This is how my heavenly Father will treat each of you unless you forgive your brother from your heart. Here ends the reading of God's holy word. Friends in Christ, today we continue our study of the Beatitudes as they are recorded in the 5th chapter of the Gospel of St. Matthew. This is the 5th Beatitude that we have today, which is very short. "Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy." Why do you suppose Jesus added that to that long list of traits that he hoped to find in the hearts of those who trusted in him? Well, I don't know exactly how that came into the list, but as a preacher stands before the congregation, someone or something in the audience sometimes motivates the speaker to insert a point that he or she did not include in the outline. Now, professors of preaching will say that's a very serious thing and you shouldn't do it too often because you might not have thought it all through. And afterward, you might have wished that you didn't include it at all. And I have found that to be good advice. Nevertheless, I continue to do it. Well, I don't know how Jesus happened to put that into the list of the Beatitudes, but let me give you an idea. Now, remember, this is just my idea. He was standing there preaching to the people this great Sermon on the Mount, and he saw that there was a man standing way in the back. He had a hold of a paralytic, and inch by inch he was drawing him closer to where Jesus was standing. And the belief was that if he could just get that paralytic down to where Jesus was, then maybe the Lord would touch him, and like many, many others, he would be healed. And he would so love to have seen that person walk away from the crowd that day as a healed man. Jesus could have seen that had it happened, and I don't know if it did. Jesus could have been motivated by the man's concern for his handicapped friend and could have inserted in his sermon the words, "Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy." And he was not referring to the paralytic, but rather he would be referring to that person who acted out of a merciful spirit to try to get his brother healed. Whether it happened that way or not, a merciful spirit is a powerful witness for the Christian faith. There is anything worse than for one to say he confesses Christ as his Savior and then shows little mercy for his fellow men. St. Paul told the Corinthian church that if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away and the new has come. And I am thoroughly convinced that a part of that newness in the life of a Christian becomes a merciful spirit. The longer you and I live with the Lord Jesus Christ and are the recipients of his mercy towards us, we become merciful people. Now notice that Jesus is talking about mercy in the sense of a merciful spirit, which is a part of the person's personality or life. It is not just some superficial act of kindness done at a particular time to make the giver feel better. It need not be a merciful spirit that prompts you to go out at Christmas time and to give some gifts to people who otherwise you have nothing to do with. It is far more than just a gift of money to the congregation at stewardship time, because it makes you feel better and you know that it's the right thing to do. A merciful spirit is something that is a part of the person's life. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, from one year to the next, you have to say, he is a merciful person. It is more than just verbal. If you say you're merciful and a handicapped child is in the fold of your friendship, and you just say, oh, I feel so sorry for that poor child, that is really not mercy. Mercy is when I say I'm going to do something to ease the burden for the child and the parents who are doing such a marvelous job in caring for her or him. That's mercy. It's mercy when it sees a sign where there's need of help, that you reach out and reach out right away. Let me give you another example. I live in a retirement center now, and a part of living there is that we are served a delicious dinner every evening. As I sat down to our table the other night, there was a lady sitting beside me, all dressed up and so happy. And I began to talk with her. I really didn't know her. And she told me that she was a very lonely person. She said, my husband and I had a marvelous marriage. And then he passed away, and now it's been a couple of years, and I'm still very lonely. I seem to get by all right during the day, but when eventide comes, then it seems that the whole world falls in on me. But she said, I was so happy tonight when she pointed to the person sitting on the other side of her and said, he invited me to come and join you men right here at this table. And so we ate together and we laughed together and we joked and we told the things that had happened during the course of the day. When we were leaving, I said to her, do you feel better? Are you lonely now? She said, my spirit is lifted to the ceiling, she said. I can go home and enjoy the night. Now, you see, there was a merciful person who was sitting next to her. And I know that particular gentleman who invited her to come and sit with us at the table. That gentleman was a man who was very gracious. He was one who was reaching out all the time to the people where we live in this retirement center. They've come to know and love him in a great way. I tell you, friend, to be merciful is one of the great traits of a life that has been touched by Jesus Christ. In other words, how do you become a merciful person? Can you go to a school somewhere and learn how to become merciful? You can learn a lot of things. Can you have a human being change your spirit? And no, I don't believe so. And you know, to add to the difficulty of becoming a merciful person, it is really not a trait of the human nature. We are people who have a tendency to be very self-centered, and I'll mention that a little bit more later on. Everything seems to center around us. Now when we have to be merciful, then we have to reach out to others whenever they are in need of help. Now, that doesn't go down very well as far as our society is concerned. I can imagine that somebody listening to this today would say, that fellow doesn't live in a business world. If you're merciful in a business world, you're going to go under. It's a dog-eat-dog type of a thing. Somebody will take advantage of you. Well, Jesus does not expect us to have people take advantage of us, but nevertheless, there is a place there where I can have a merciful spirit. I must have, because I have been to the cross. Here I am, a needy person, standing in need of the forgiveness of my sin, standing in need of strength and help, and someone to lift my spirits and to bring me along another day on the way to the grave. I turn to the cross of Jesus Christ, and there I find a God who could just as well say, depart from me, I never knew you, to a Father who is saying, come unto me, and I will give you rest. I tell you, friend, it's some queer person who can be the recipient, the true recipient, not an intellectual reception, but a true recipient in the soul, who hears God say to him regularly, I love you, and be merciful, he is to us. That's the cross. So the recipients of mercy who has stood with Jesus Christ become channels through which mercy really flows. Let's take another example, if we can, of this. Let's say that there's a person in your acquaintance who has gotten into trouble. He is in conflict with the law, and maybe his case has been written up in the paper. The person is guilty, but do the tongues ever begin to wag? And the people, some of them at least, seem to rejoice over what happened in this person's life. That is not a merciful spirit. The merciful spirit does not condone the error of the person who has broken not only the law of God, but the law of man. But he does not stand around wagging his tail and almost rejoicing that there is a victory over it all. Really, he goes to his friend, and he puts his arms around him. And he says to him, we've been friends for a long time. Now let's sit down and have a heart-to-heart talk. You just tell me what happened. You see, according to the way Jesus uses this word mercy, you have to get inside of the person. You cannot just observe him from the outside when something is wrong. But it's when you get inside and learn the story of what's behind it all, that you begin to see the concern that you need to have for him. So your spirit reaches out to his spirit, and you express that concern, and by no means again, and I would be repetitious here, do we condone the error that the person has made. Now, the sin that he has committed, but we give him the gospel. What is the gospel? Life has not ended. And it may be very uncomfortable for you for a long, long time. But if you confess your sins, Jesus Christ is ready to forgive you your sins and point that person then to the Savior. There is forgiveness. There is a way of starting over again. That's mercy. Now, why does Jesus call the person with a merciful spirit blessed? He does that simply because this is not our nature, as I've said previously. As long as everything is going well with me, that's what's important. And I dare not get too close to those who are needy for fear that they will take advantage of me and become a burden to me. Be nice to them, but keep them at a distance. And so they experience the coldness and the verbal saying, I'm sorry. But they never have that gracious spirit that is reaching out to bring them in and to love them. You know, friend, I believe that this is one of the most difficult lessons that we have to learn as Christians. Does this make you a little bit uneasy if you're taking it seriously, what I have said? Let me assure you that as I have been preaching to myself, and it makes me terribly uneasy. Terribly uneasy because it is not always easy for me to be merciful. Oh, I can do what I said earlier in the sermon. I can be very gracious at a particular time of the year under different circumstances. But to have that mercy flowing out day in and day out, that doesn't come natural. And there's no way that you can train yourself for that. It takes the grace of God, turning to Him. How often the psalmist brings out, you are merciful, O God. You do not visit us with punishment when you would justly been right in doing it. And Jesus comes again and again and says, won't you come to me? Look at the mercy that he showed on so many people who came his way. This is our merciful God. And so would it be strange that as he had gathered those people there to preach his famous Sermon on the Mount, that after getting into the course of the sermon, he would say to them, oh, blessed are you. Blessed are you who are merciful, because the Holy Spirit has been at work in your life. And he has overcome, or is beginning to overcome, that first sin that is so self-centered that I want to take care of my own. No, he says, go out, reach them. Don't worry about their being a burden. Help them and do it in the name of Jesus Christ. Blessed are they who are merciful, for they shall be shown mercy. Amen.
Spirit of God, descend upon my heart. Bring it from earth through all its faults as wounds. Stoop to my weakness, mighty as thou art.
Father in heaven, again we return thanks to you for your grace and your love and your mercy that extends to us as your children. And we know you're anxious that all people have a good taste of what it is to be merciful. So, Lord, we pray that those of us who carry the cross of Christ as his followers and believers may permit your Holy Spirit to knock out some of that self-centeredness and cause us to have a real concern for the person who is hurting. May it become just natural for us, O God. May it not just be some particular act at a particular time in the year under certain circumstances. May it just be natural, as people who are the recipients of mercy, that we extend it to others. God in heaven, forgive us our sins, and through the merits of Jesus Christ our Savior, blot out our iniquities, that we may be one with you as we walk on this earth, and finally one day to live and reign with you forever in the kingdom of heaven. It is our prayer. Lord, be merciful to us. Amen.
You have been worshiping with the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. It is our prayer that the message and music in today's service have brightened your day and brought you comfort and peace. We pray that if our ministry meets your spiritual needs, you will consider a contribution to help pay for radio time. Your financial gifts enable us to buy radio time on 16 stations throughout the United States and internet access around the world. Many shut-ins depend on this program for their Sunday worship. Cassette tapes, CDs, and printed copies of today's sermon are available free of charge. A gift of $2.50 will cover production and mailing costs. Address your request to Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613. Our toll-free telephone number is 1-888-MY-FAITH. That's 1-888-693-2484. In the Cedar Falls, Waterloo, Iowa area, dial 277-0924. Conducting our service today was the Reverend Dr. Homer Larson, Pastor Emeritus of Nazareth Lutheran Church, Cedar Falls, Iowa, and Radio Pastor of Christian Crusaders, now in its 70th year of regular Sunday worship broadcasting.